What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I was telling y'all about the weather, and I just want to make sure all the parents out there know that it is going to be 26 degrees starting out on Tuesday with some morning flurries, and then the high for Halloween is going to be 36. So if you're like me, you'll be fighting your kids about putting on undershirts because they want to look like their characters, but you can only see them from the waist down. And you can see the mask. And so one of my sons is Puss in Boots. So the cape and the cool belt and the cat tail and all that fun stuff will be under the coat. So there will be a fight. I know I'm not the only one out there who goes through this argument every year. My kids have tried to come up with a solution. They want to go to Houston every year to do trick-or-treating at grandma's house because in Houston, it's like 117 degrees in October and they can show their whole costume. But they don't understand that plane tickets are not free. So we're going to put that coat on. We're going to get out there and we're going to enjoy Halloween with a nice coat on because it'll be 26 for the low and 36 for the high. And speaking of kids, I met some amazing parents on Thursday, fellow autism moms who brought their adult autistic children down to my autism job fair in St. Paul. It was amazing. 400 adults with autism came and interviewed with companies like Bremer Bank and Anderson Windows and Hy-Vee and Metro Transit and M Health Fairview and the Minneapolis Police Department for opportunities. And some of them got hired on the spot. Some of them got follow-up interviews. Some of them got Zoom links so they could interview online because they were overwhelmed with being in a room with other people. It was beautiful. And I tell you, I went home and my shirt was wet. And, you know, Sean said, why is your shirt wet? Because so many parents cried on my shoulder and said, thank you. Thank you for thinking about our adult kids with special needs. Thank you for putting this on. My child been waiting all week to go. He been dressing up. She's been practicing her interviewing skills. This is great. Nothing like this has ever happened before. And it means so much. And so I wanted to just invite a couple of those women on the show today. And Lisa is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lisa, you brought your daughter to the job fair. Talk to me about what that experience was like.
Well, first of all, Shaletta, I want to say thank you so much for doing that. I mean, it really, my daughter just turned 18. As of September, that's, you know, we're going to the guardianship right now, my husband and I. She's on the spectrum and it's something that's been on our mind. And then, boom, you just brought this up, and we went there last week, and it was my daughter. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen with her future. She's verbal, very verbal. And I get worried sometimes about her future, as we all do as parents with kids on the spectrum. But being there, it was just, you had such a nice system, Shaletta. I really want to thank you again. I know I keep saying that, but she just seemed more calm there. Like she saw other kids like herself.
Yeah.
You know, and she doesn't see that very often because we're homeschooling now. So I could tell that she was like, oh, mama. But she had her head down like she always does. And we spoke with Marcy. I want to give a shout out to her. She was very helpful. And just, it was smooth. Haley didn't do a lot of talking, but.
But that doesn't mean she wasn't absorbing. And that's what I tell people all the time about autistic kids, is that even though they're not saying nothing, it doesn't mean that they're not learning.
Exactly. And you know that as a parent yourself. But she was taking it all in. And I think she just got nervous. Like, oh, this is life now. I am, because I brought it up. I said, what do you want to do one day when, you know, for a job? We always bring that up. What are you good at? What do you want? You know, it's always different. She wants to be a singer one day like Mary J. Blige. And I said, well, maybe one day you could do that, but there's other jobs that we got to kind of think of, like maybe, you know, but hey, I love that she has that, you know, she has some sort of, I mean, and this kid, she can do so much, you know, we see it as parents, but her out in the outside world, it scares me, Shaletta, it does. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, but you know, I mean, what's going to happen? We're going to work together. And we're going to make it better for her and other kids who look like her. And it was so funny because she had her Mary J. Blige shirt on. I hope you don't mind me telling this story.
No, I want you to.
And I saw that she was a little shy, a little reserved. She had her head down. Yeah. And I saw her shirt and I said, you like Mary J. Blige? And she was like, yeah, she loved me. And I, girl, what I start doing? I start singing.
You made me and my husband, you made our day more than, and I know, like I said, she was, like you said, she takes everything in, and she kind of peeked at you, and you said, Mary J. Blige, and you started to sing and dance for her, and she started laughing, and just, I loved it. It made my day, Shaletta, it really did, and I can't thank you so much how much, I mean, we really needed that day, because my husband and I, well, there's so many resources out there for us parents, but do we take it? Do we ever? Oh, yeah, maybe, you know, pretty soon she'll be 10. Pretty soon, you know, now she's 18.
Yeah.
You know, it happened in the blink of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with you singing to her, oh, I loved it. And then you said, did you get it on video? Did I get it on video?
No.
I didn't get it on video.
No.
I always get stuff on video, but I was just... like I said, I was so taken back. I loved what you did for her.
Well,
and on the way home, I just want to say, on the way home, she said, Mama, I'm trying to think of the song you sang. I can't, you remind me by Mary J. And she said, can we put that on? Oh, she was just so happy that you did that.
Well,
I loved it. I loved it.
I'm just glad you came. I'm
very happy
connected.
I came there.
We got together. We've got each other's phone numbers now. And
we
we're going to stay in touch and support each other. Thank you for joining the show. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Shaletta. I like I said, it means more to us than you know what you did that day, the job fair. Thank
you,
honey.
Bless you. And Risa was there. And, you know, this is Risa. I tell you, her son made it to the front page of the Star Tribune business section, honey. Sam is a star. I just about passed out when I saw Sam in that big, giant, color photo in the Star Tribune. Their business reporter, Dee DePass, covered our autism job fair, and they made it their front page business story. Girl, did you just about fall out when you saw Sam interviewing with the Minneapolis Police Department and his picture just big old in color, live and in living color?
Yes. First of all, Shaletta, like Lisa said, we just want to thank you for everything that you do for the autism community. There's so much need, and these young adults, they just really need a lot of opportunity. and that's what you gave them that day. So we're really thankful to you for that. Yes, Sam lives to make people laugh. he has a very outgoing personality, and he just loves people. So, and that's why he really would like to work somewhere. And he has had a couple of paid jobs that haven't been quite the right fit. So we're still looking, but we're very fortunate that he's ours, and I think that he will find the right fit for him. It just takes somebody and some company that will, you know, work with him, give him a chance, take the time, and just understand what his needs are.
And, you know, I don't think it's lost on any of us as parents what it meant for those jobs to be there, you know, for those people, those employers to come. Because, you know, I can have the idea to have a job fair for adults with autism all day long. But unless somebody buys into the vision, somebody really is intentional about having diverse employees who are neurodiverse, like our children who have autism, it's just us in a room talking. You know, these kids actually got to interview. They actually sat down with someone. They actually got help with resumes and skills through Deed and Career Force. You know, our kids were first. You know, the thing that I tell people all the time, Risa, is they're last on the bus. They're last in the lunchroom. They're last on the playground. They came in the door. They didn't have to wait for anybody because this event was all about them.
Yes, and that's the hardest part is just getting your foot in the door. Because, you know, typically when you go in to interview or you send in your resume, people don't necessarily know you have a disability.
Right.
And, you know, there's all kinds of confidentiality and things that go into that. So I'm of the opinion that we have to be open about it, and we have to be upfront about it, that these are what their limitations are, but this is what they can do. And they're some of the most conscientious employees. You know, most of them are very punctual. They're very conscientious. And we just have to unlock their potential.
Yeah.
And have these employers see what they're capable of.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you trusted me. And I don't want you to, and Lisa and any of the other parents to think that's lost on me, because in order for us to bring our children somewhere and expose them to something new and different, you have to trust the person who's putting it on. You have to trust their intentions. You have to trust I'm not trying to sell you something or get something from you. You have to trust your children with me. And
right.
I appreciate that 400 parents trusted their adult, vulnerable, autistic children with me and knew that I was there to help and support and love and bring out the best in them. So I just want to thank you for trusting your children with me.
Thank you, Shaletta. And I did want to also say it starts with us. It starts with the community. You know, our government and our government leaders can only do so much. It really starts with us in the community and what we put forth for our people on the autism spectrum.
Yes. And I just know that we have each other's phone numbers. If you need a shoulder to cry on or some information, you know where you can find me, and I know where I can find you. If I find out about some resources, you're going to be one of the first people I call. So thank you so much for bringing your son to the fair. I'm just tickled pink that he was the photo that was selected for the Star Tribune. Girl, you better go buy all the all the newspapers you can so you can share that with everybody who knows and loves Sam so they can have a copy.
Yeah, that won't be the last time you see Sam. I think that you'll probably see him somewhere again.
Oh, yeah. Sam is a total star. His smile and his laugh is infectious. As you can see, he was tickling the Minneapolis Police Department. And they were just, those ladies were laughing so hard. I was like, hey, get back to work. You're interviewing people. You got jobs. Pass the jobs out. Stop talking to Sam. Sam, come on, Sam. Get to the next table, Sam. You know, everybody just fell in love with Sam. So thank you so much for sharing him with us again and coming out that day and just being a part of this broader autism community. We appreciate you and we love you and we support you.
Thanks so much, Shalette. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.